This morning, I come to you with a sermon whose title asks the question, is thank you really enough? Taking a little stroll down memory lane, in the early 1970s, anybody remember those times? There was a gospel artist and songwriter by the name of Andre Crouch. I used to love his music. And the story goes that one night he received a phone call from his longtime friend and mentor by the name of Larry Reed. During that phone call, Larry said to Andre, "I had a dream about you the other night. And I dreamed that you are going to write a song that's going to go worldwide. And it will be the biggest hit you ever wrote till this day." Without going into all the details, Andre said to Larry, "That sounds good, but how am I going to do that?" Larry told him, "Take a look at the scriptures. Look at the Gospel of John, chapter 17. And so he did. He read through that chapter, and after he got to the end, he closed the Bible, and he still wasn't feeling that same energy and excitement that Larry had told him about. He went to bed that night, and then his story goes on to say that when he woke up the next morning, well, let me tell you what the scripture was. The scripture from John 17, just the first verse says, and I quote, after Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and he said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that your Son may glorify you." Andre went to bed with these words in his mind. And I guess you know how it is when you, the last thing that you hear and read just sort of keeps going and evolving and building throughout the night. It says that when he woke up that next morning, he found himself saying over and over again, "Glory be to God." And then, "To God be the glory." And when he got out of bed, he ran straight to his piano and he wrote one of my favorite songs by him, which is entitled My Tribute. Here are the words. I promise I won't sing it. The words are, "How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee." And then the chorus is, "To God be the glory." He sings that a few times, and then it says, "For the things he has done, with his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done." And then he finishes by saying, "Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary." And then there's some repeating and lots of music and such. But in short, this song truly expresses how grateful Andre Crouch was for everything that Jesus had done for him, so that he would be able to receive all of the wonderful blessings that God desired him to have, and that God desires all of us to have. And with that, he thought about it, and he realized that Jesus did all of this looking for nothing in return. Jesus did all of this for one reason and one reason alone. And that was simply because he loved us. I think that deserves an amen. Amen? And so now the question that's being asked these days is, how can we say thank you to God for all that he is doing for me? Or better yet, to restate it in the title of our sermon for today, and that is the words, are the words, thank you, really enough? So it is with this in mind that I find myself reflecting upon what this day has been set aside for. As we celebrate mothers, how can we say thanks for the work, for the effort, for all the things that the women in our lives have done, and the giving of themselves and the sacrifices they have made, the way that you all have devoted your lives, you mothers and mothers who don't have biological children, but those who have been mothers to most of us. How can we find a way to say thank you that will measure and equal the amount of effort that you have put into us? What can you do for a person who has gone out of her way to make sure that you had the best of everything that you needed? What can we do for a person who has sat by our side when we were sick? And in some times, mothers who have sat by their children in hospital beds or while they were ill all night long, knowing that they had to go to work the next day and take care of the other children. What can we do for those mothers like mine who spent half her time patching me up every time I went outside and got broken up and busted up from being a stereotypical boy out in the streets? How can we say thank you to a woman, to a mother, who has loved us unconditionally, no matter what others have said about us? For many of us, we have said thank you to our mothers in many different ways. A lot of us have given gestures of love. We have given them beautiful cards. We've given them flowers. We've taken them out to dinner. We've given them many, many gifts. My little ones here who ran off to Sunday school are going to cook you dinner and make your beds and get good grades and even say thank you and please. But through all of these wonderful gestures, I still can't help but to wonder, is that still enough? Is there more that I can do, that we can do, to say thank you for all of the sacrificial love moments, times, and things that our mothers have done for us? Well, with this question in mind, I bring our attentions back to the scripture that we read just a moment ago. From the book of Acts, we find an interesting situation being played out. In a place known as Joppa, as you heard, a woman named Tabitha, who was a faithful disciple of Jesus. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. They had to put that in there. But nevertheless, she was devoted to God and known throughout that entire province of Joppa for her good works. And unfortunately, as the scriptures tell us, she took ill and she passed away. When Peter arrived to give his respects, all of the widows who were gathered with her for that time of mourning were weeping, but they took a moment to display all of the beautiful things that she had done with her hands. And they talked about all of the good works that she had done, all of the things that she devoted her life to and gave selflessly. And she went out and how she touched the lives of people who probably didn't even know, didn't even deserve her love. But she did it anyway. And in response to all that, it touched Peter's heart. So he shooed everybody out of the room. And he prayed for her. And it was something in his prayer, though they never say what that prayer was, that touched God's heart. God heard those prayers, heard those cries, and decided her work on earth is not yet done. There are still more people's lives who needs to be touched. So he brought her back and gave her an opportunity to do just a little more. And so to God be the glory. Now, for me, I think that is the most wonderful gift of all. But nevertheless, for those mothers like my own who have been called to glory, that would have been an ultimate gift to give her. But since God is the one who's in control, all I can say is, let us now figure out another gift, a different type of gift, a gift that is within our control. Let us give our mothers this day a gift that will truly celebrate the works of their hands and the labor of love that they have poured into each and every one of us. And so then the next question is, well, what kind of gift is that? What would it look like? What can we possibly give to a mother that would measure up to the amount of love that she has given to us? Well, in the scripture that inspired Andre Crouch to write his song, My Tribute, in the line where he says, Jesus quotes, Father, the hour has come, glorify your son so that your son may glorify you. What would it look like if we were to ask God to glorify us so that the lives that we live will bring honor to those wonderful women who have poured their lives into us? Or to paraphrase the last part of Andre Crouch's song, when he says, just let me live my life, let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if I should gain any praise, let the credit be given to my mother and all those other women who have helped me to become the person that I am today. To all of you mothers, to all of you who have been a mother to someone, whether you have biological children or not, the words thank you only scratches the surface of how much we love you and for all that you have done for us, for your selfless acts, for the mercy, for the sacrifices you all have made. We can't say thank you enough, but we can say we love you. And so to each and every one of you who are here to hear it, we love you for what you have done for us. And for those of us whose moms are numbered among the saints that we read about in the book of Revelation, though it's hard to accept for some of us, we can take comfort in knowing this one thing, and that they are in a place now where they won't have to worry anymore. No more sleepless nights, no more pain, no more agony, no more sorrow. They have received their rewards. And so we thank them for all that they have done. And the way that we can show how much we appreciate it is by living our lives as a reflection of all of the work that they have poured into us. And so again, I wish each and every one of you who have touched someone's life, happy Mother's Day, and we love you. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you so much for all the ways that you have blessed us with so many wonderful mothers that you have allowed into our lives. And we thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to surround mothers with your love, with your support, especially in times like these that are so precarious. Lord, we thank you. Amen.